Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian this afternoon.
Hey.
Yeah, Jesse, and like I alluded to yesterday, I like to do some of the things I know that kind of Brian doesn't like when he's not home. So it's like when the parents are away, you do the things that you know.
When my wife's gone, I listen to Metallica and
there you go. Yeah, I listen to usually the harder rock when Kelsey's like if I got headphones in or Kelsey's not around. Definitely similar in that regard. But Brian's like the Big Lebowski. He hates the Eagles, man. So I could play little
come
Eagles.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Come on, man. But I thought of it as we were doing sports last segment a little bit. I was
let
like,
it all out.
I know
let
that,
it all, Luke. It's
I know
fine.
That what we can do to play some music to come back to when Brian's not on the big show today. But folks, you are listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM out of Madison. We are broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios. You're also listening to us out in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. You can take us with you wherever you go as well, though, by downloading the Devil Radio app, found wherever great apps are sold. Go to the App Store or the Google Play Store, and you can download the Devil Radio app and take us with you when you're ever not in our coverage patterns as well, Jesse. So,
and if you're the 500th notification registrant, I will buy you a drink as long as you listen to boring stuff I have to say.
There you go. And folks, we're going to head to the phone lines now for this Effort Friday edition. We got Carolyn from Madison calling in. Carolyn, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I appreciate hearing Jesse and hope to hear more of him.
Why, thank you. See, now when I go around saying that, people think it's arrogant. So if you want to just hang out with me sometime and follow me around, that'd be cool.
And also in appreciation for the good news about wolves, I want to broadcast the idea of homemade national parks. Look at your landscape. How could it be more like a national park? That invites critters. That's all I have to say.
Absolutely. Well, we thanks appreciate it, Carolyn. And hopefully Jesse's ego, it almost looks slightly too large to fit on the screen now. We are broadcasting
it's like
live
it's
to
like
Facebook
the Grinch's
this
heart.
Afternoon.
It grew two sizes that day.
It's inflating as we speak. So we appreciate the call. You could be like Carolyn in Madison. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Up next this afternoon, we got Pizza Box Mike joining us. Pizza Box, what's on your mind today, man?
Yeah, Carolyn, nice point and shout out. Ooh. And anyway, there are places all across the world that are considering that, building bridges for, you know, animals to get away from highways and things like that. It's working in some places. You're right, we can do it here. The big news in sports was the box trade last night. You didn't hear about that?
I talked about it on yesterday's show, Pizza Box. You gotta tune in every single day from 2 to 3. Then don't be harping on me. That happened before the show. I talked about it right here on Dueling Tangents.
That is awesome. I can't believe we've got Serge Ibaka, a guy that's been hammering us for years, man. So that's cool. Well, you know, I can't always listen. You know, I'm out there scurrying around trying to get the news.
Hey, you can download the app and take us with you wherever you go, Pizza Box.
Put us in your pocket.
Well, I couldn't yesterday because I was visiting my friend in Castle and I had no service out there. But I will let you know that tomorrow on my show at noon, I'm going to have Milwaukee Black Panther King Rick on the show to talk about everything that happened last week. And I'm really excited about it.
Fantastic. Well, excellent show plug there, Pizza Box. And yeah, I think the Bucks news is also some great news for Wisconsin sports. Everybody talked about when LeBron left the East that the West was all of a sudden going to be where the contenders were going to be. And I don't know, with the lineup in the NBA in the Eastern Conference, I don't know how you could
think that anymore.
Yeah, between Philadelphia, Brooklyn, Miami, Milwaukee, Chicago. I have a feeling whoever wins the East this year is going to definitely be, hopefully, a reigning and consecutive NBA champions, because I'm still pulling for the Bucks, but I completely agree with that news. The Ibaka trade, a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, and it's definitely up there. I'll put it up there with the Leroy Butler and the TJ Watt thing when Aaron Rodgers again. Not, like I said, it's almost a curse to win MVP. So I'm no longer cheering for any Packer to win the MVP award in the NFL because I'm pretty sure this is, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but you can give us a call, 844-967-2789. I do believe no the MVP
hey man,
the same year.
That's not the MVP curse, all right? We just didn't know that choking was a symptom of having COVID because you didn't get vaccinated like a big goof.
Yeah, no, it just seems...
Being charitable.
49ers are his kryptonite, it seems like, at this point. The fact that... we haven't won an NFC championship game in 10,
I don't know.
10,
I didn't think he
years.
Was rolling out of the pocket very well, and I don't think he broke his toe. I think he still had COVID toe. Just saying.
Okay. All right. Just, allegedly.
That's just me.
Allegedly.
My opinion. Yeah, there we go. This is my subjective viewpoint.
Yes, that's absolutely. All. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian this afternoon. So, Jesse, let's keep going through this Avid Friday news dump because we've got still a number of other issues that are going on here in the state of Wisconsin. It seems like everybody's just trying to get the word out before the weekend. But I got an update in the Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy. The individual driving the SUV in that incident, Daryl Brooks. I wanted to say Daryl Blake, but I knew that was wrong. Daryl Brooks, age 39, entered into pleas for the 77 charges, including the 6 counts of homicide and multiple counts of reckless endangerment today during a court appearance that lasted less than 5 minutes. Brooks' attorneys filed for a change of venue in the case on Thursday, but it's not clear when the motion will be considered. He remains jailed on a $5 million bail. And he has pleaded to the 77 charges, Jesse, not guilty.
Hey, look, I think everybody deserves at least competent legal defense, and I understand that this defender is trying to do his level best to give it a good old college try, but change of venue. Buddy, where are you going with this? Where do you really think you're going to that no one else has heard of this? I mean, come on, stop wasting your time.
Yeah, the change of venue motion, I think, is pretty strange. I mean, at best, I guess you could change the venue to Milwaukee, but I don't know how I don't see a judge granting that filing. But also I guess maybe it's just we need to have a legal opinion for it. But I don't know how you go in a case that this was this well documented and you go plead not guilty. It's pretty astounding, but that is the update from the Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy. The man accused of the deaths and the additional counts totaling 77 charges, pleading not guilty in Waukesha court today. And then we've got a number of other updates. You want to dive into some Ron Johnson talk, Jesse?
Why don't you start it off? Because you know, I've been rushing around a lot today. And,
no problem. No problem.
But I've got opinions, of
so,
course.
So let's just get it out there. So I believe on a competitor's radio show here in the state of Wisconsin, Ron Johnson made an appearance today, Jesse, and essentially boiling it down, I was kind of bemoaning the fact that his personal net worth has only multiplied by 2 in his time. It's only doubled, Jesse, in his time as a U.S. senator, whereas the stock market, had he taken his net worth and put it in the stock market, that's gone up 3.8 times. And so he was pretty much bemoaning the fact that he didn't increase his net worth even more as the Wisconsin representative to the U.S. Senate. And I just find that as very fascinating, I guess, complaint that he's making at the end. It bookends a very interesting week for the senior senator from Wisconsin, Jesse.
So here's what I think. you know how I feel about the Republican Party, both as a group and as individuals, right? Scumbags. But... you know, Democrats are imperfect because we're humans, right? And it's like herding cats. It's what happens when you actually have a large tent of different disparate ideas. And going into, the fall and the winter, Nancy Pelosi had taken a position against some proposed legislation in the House that would ban members of Congress from trading stock at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a lot of sense. I believe my girl, Senator Elizabeth Warren, is largely behind the push for that And probably Senator Sanders as well, and a lot of other senators they
brought
along.
Senator Josh Hawley, even. Like, speaking of like a wide array on that one, Josh Hawley, the putting his fist up and supporting the insurrectionists on January 6th, I believe he is also behind that move to put ban stock trading among elected officials.
Initially, Representative Pelosi said that she didn't think that that was quite necessary, but she's come around. To her credit.
Correct.
I think it's fabulous when people can change their mind due to having a rational discourse with others who
shows
make good
growth.
Points. It shows growth. It shows flexibility. It shows that you're a GD adult, right? So I think that this is in response to Nancy Pelosi's pivot and change of her viewpoint. And I would say there's something called the rule of 72. Have you heard that in investment? Like, you take a... the rate of I believe it's the rate of interest, and you divide it by 72, and like that's how quickly something will double, right? So I think it boils down to this: Rojo's just bad with money.
Yeah, that was kind of almost my takeaway from his bemoaning this on the right wing talk radio. The fact that he's like, oh, I wish, like, I should have even done better. Why did I not do so well? It just sounds like, man, you made some terrible financial decisions in the ability that you did have, because it is currently unregulated.
You could have legally inside traded, you dumb.
Who knows? Maybe he did. We still don't know.
And was bad at that too, man. Even when they cheat, they're not good.
But bookends a week of comments, Jesse, for Senator Ron Johnson. Like, literally, he began the week saying, Wisconsin, it's not like we don't have enough jobs in Wisconsin as it is. And he's ending the week saying, why didn't my net worth increase more? And that's a terrible week of comments for somebody that's seeking re-election in the state of Wisconsin.
What's more, he was getting a less than 6% average return annually on his investment over the last 12 years. Way to go. You could have stuck it in any number of very, very conservative
Had the senior senator from Wisconsin been forced to put his assets into a blind trust, like some of these things,
it would have outperformed
what he was doing.
Just like if we had put in his Senate seat in a blind trust of like a coin that somebody would randomly toss.
Hey,
the coin
in fantasy football leagues, I hate the going against the coin. That one's never fun when you need a 12th man or whatever.
Yikes.
The going against the coin is not fun. But folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in. See the phone line stacking up, so let's head to him right now, Jesse. We got Dick and Madison chiming in. Dick, what's on your mind today?
Well, he proven again that statement he made. My 12 years haven't been very well spent.
Exactly.
Why doesn't he get the same accountants as his donors the U-Lines got after the massive tax break that he shoved through? That's the only thing that he and the Trump administration did. But the biggest reason I called is this situation is getting just absolutely absurd, in my opinion, that Merrick Garland is sitting on his hands still. You've got, I don't know if you've seen it yesterday, but Navarro, he's practically begging for somebody to indict him. When he was on with Ari Milburn yesterday, and two or three times last month, the guy just draws a direct line to, this is what we did. And then it was a nice little touch, too. They had the actual picture in the background of the Green Bay sweep with Jerry Kramer and back in the day and everything. Like, and then you got the main guy who is destroying federal documents left and right, and nothing gets done.
Yeah, and the fact, and Dick, this is the upsetting part as well. So Maggie Haberman's coming out with this new book, which is the revelations of how we're finding out that Trump was actively flushing these documents down the toilet or eating them or doing whatever he was doing with them. And he's trying to remove these classified documents.
I think he's got pica.
And the fact that he is like Maggie Haberman had this information and didn't share it with the public and saved it for a book is just so upsetting and
unprofessional.
Bob Woodward did the same thing, Jesse.
Yep.
Is these journalists are saving these really breaking news stories
money.
Saving them for the book deals. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in this afternoon. Got one more segment left in the day. Enough time for your calls, though. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.